Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that I was guided to develop so that people would have a place to ask the questions that they have about their life and get the answers that their guidance and their angels want them to know, the answers that can actually help them to make that change. So if you have a question about your life, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I'm supposed to have Peg Jones as my guest today, but Peg had to make an appointment, and so she's not sure if she's actually going to be able to make it. So I am going to start the show off with a reading from Peg's book, which is called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. And it has daily messages from your angels, and I'm going to read the message for today. Dear children, let your heart shout with love and with light. Let the light shine within you and all around you. Do not fear the future. Look to the moment. When you live in the moment, you are not living in the past, nor are you looking to the future. This way, living in the now is your attention is focused on, is what your attention is focused on. Do not fear nor doubt what the future is to be, nor think of the past. Let events come together and know that all will make sense to you in time. Enjoy the journey. And I think that that's a wonderful message, because we can always stand a little reminding that the only moment that's actually important is now, and the rest of it really doesn't matter. Okay, let's go to our first caller, and I think you told me your name was Patricia, but I could be wrong. Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
Patricia. Oh, great.
Yes.
Well, what can
Absolutely.
I do for you today, Patricia?
Well, my spirit guides are starting to talk to me at night. And just recently they gave me an area code number. And it wasn't just numbers, because I heard the word area code until I and then I saw it, the letters area code, and then the numbers of the area code. And they kept saying it until I woke up, because sometimes I don't remember things in my dreams. Mostly I do, and I write them down. But for some reason, I guess this was very, very important. I looked up the area code, and it's way, way east of where I live. I mean, like many, many states east. So I'm trying to get clarification. I don't know anything about the state. I don't know anybody in that state. Or was it just my imagination?
What was the area code?
I really didn't want to say it over the air. But do you need that? I mean, to tap into it? Because I will. I mean, I normally don't
Why
like
don't
to give out.
Why don't you want
to
say it?
Well, because I want to make sure that this is going to come true. I mean, I don't want to, you know. Let's just say the area code is 317.
Okay. I was asking simply because I was curious of what the area code was, not for any other reason. Okay.
No, I
so
understand
you want
that.
To know, you want to know the reason they gave you the area code, or what is it that you want to know?
Yes, I want to know what's the connection with these numbers, or maybe they're just numbers that I have to pay attention to. I don't know.
Okay. And let's see if they have a message for you about the numbers, this area code. Okay, I'm going to let them flow through me, and you'll know it's them that's talking because they call you the dear one or beloved or something like that.
Okay.
Beloved. The numbers do have a purpose. You will be encountering someone, and that person will come from that area or that area code, and that person is sort of a way shower for you for the next steps that you're taking in your life. And so we gave you this hint, this connection, so that you could recognize that you should talk with this person, that they have things to share with you, things that will answer some of the questions that you've had about your life, things that will help you to move forward. So just be aware. And if someone gives you their business card or tells you their phone number and it starts with that area code, make a point of actually talking with that person. This is just part of what you've asked for, and this is our way of delivering it to you. And don't worry, there will be many other ways of information coming to you. You are learning how to listen. And very soon we will be able to communicate with you while you're awake, because that is part of your next step as well. So relax about it. It's okay. There's no problem with it. And just be aware. Be aware of those who are coming to you, because they are guided to come to you, because they have information to share with you, because they are meant to be a part of your journey. And as always, we are here for you, and ask us anything you want to know. We have more than enough time to focus on you. You are loved. Be well. Okay, that's what they wanted to say about it.
Oh, okay, wonderful. I kind of had a feeling that that was true, and I needed some confirmation about that. All right. Well, wonderful. Thank you very much. It just really resonates.
Have you ever tried automatic writing?
No. But, you know, it's interesting because if I have something to write, I just write it, and it just, I don't know, things come out that make it so wonderful. But I have not written lately. It's been many years.
You might want to try the automatic writing. That is how I first connected with my guidance. And then after I did the automatic writing and taught it, I started hearing them. So now I don't have to write in order to communicate with them, but I do still ask them questions on occasion and allow the answers to flow through me. And that's really all automatic writing is. There's instructions for it on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and it's totally free. You just go and read it and do it if you want to. But they keep saying that that is something that you should begin to do because it's kind of your next step in, you know, developing so that you can actually hear them while you're awake as well as while you're asleep.
Well, one thing that started happening for me is I started working with the pendulum, and this is not a pendulum, it's a necklace that an old friend who passed away gave to me many, many, many years ago, and I started using it as a pendulum, and sometimes when I use it, I go into like a trance, and I can see things. I can see certain things that are going to happen. So the pendulum started doing that for me, but I just went on. I just mentioned that because you just opened something in my mind about how we're opened by certain things that we do, like the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try that, but it just reminded me of what happened to me when I used a pendulum. Is that something that happens as well? Like if you could use like a tool, because I know some people who read tarot, they get images.
Yeah, different people get images in different ways. I often get an image when someone's asking me about some situation in their life. I will get images. And I use pendulums from time to time. I always program my pendulum so that, you know, up and down is yes and sideways is no. And turn in a circle if it's a maybe. So then I can ask them a question, and they're always giving me, I always know what they're saying when they're giving me the answer. But I've never asked to see images with my pendulum. I'm going to have to ask my pendulum to do that. That seems like it'd be really interesting. But the more we ask to see or to feel or to hear, the more opportunities we get to see, feel, and hear, even before we believe that we can actually do it. So if you get an opportunity to do it, then go ahead and do it, even if you don't think you can do it, because you'll be surprised. You'll actually be able to do it.
Yeah, the image that came to me was actually by surprise. I wasn't looking. I was just asking it a question. And then an image came, and I was like, whoa, I had no clue that this could happen by this pendulum, so it must be true. Interesting. Okay. And so automatic writing, you just sit there with the pen and paper and just let spirit write through you.
Well, I always, I have a little thing that I started out saying when I first started doing this, saying that I'm only receiving what is for my highest good from the highest possible source. That was to make sure that I wasn't getting, you know, information from lower energies. Mm-hmm. And then I would write a question, whatever the question was, and then my hand would just start writing. It would just start ripping across the paper. And sometimes I'd have to tell them to slow down because I was writing so fast that I couldn't even read what I was writing. But the important thing is to just let it flow. You don't try to correct the spelling or anything else like that while it's happening. Then after you're done, then go back and read it. Mm-hmm. You can also ask who it is that this message is coming from, because they'll tell you who it is that you're actually getting this message from.
Okay.
It's really an amazing and intriguing kind of thing, you know. And when you're doing it, especially when I was teaching it and I see groups of people doing it, and people would just get this surprise look on their hand because their hand on their face because their hand was just starting to write, and I'm not doing this, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful tool for opening up to allowing your guidance to actually flow through you so that you can recognize the answers that you're getting.
Okay. And when you were doing the channeling, they did mention that my next step, of course, is to be able to hear them and communicate with them in my waking self. Because right now it's happening in my dream state.
Yeah. And they'll still communicate with you through your dreams. Mine still communicate with me through my dreams. But that's something I tell them that I want them to do. I have given my team, that's what I call it, permission to communicate with me at all times. So there is no restriction on when they can and cannot communicate with me. They also have my complete permission to flow through me and have me say whatever I need to say, even if it's not coming from me. So nowadays, I don't even know how much of what I say is actually coming out of my mind and how much is coming from my guidance, because it's all just flowing.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's going to be wonderful when I can, be able to hear a lot clearer when I'm awake. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I love hearing them. I mean, their voices are so beautiful.
Yeah, they are. And if you're anything like me, you'll go through a phase of arguing with everything that they tell you. That could just be me. You know, they would tell me to do something, and I would say, well, why should I do that? You know? And they finally reached the point where they didn't argue with me anymore. They simply say, you can do it if you want to. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. We're going to love you no matter what. Which pretty much puts an end to the ability to argue, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I hear children talking to me, too. Little children on the other side. And their voices are so beautiful. I mean, I love hearing these children. They laugh and they ask me questions.
Well, that's really neat.
Their voices are so sweet. At first I thought they were angels, like little angels, but they are children. And they
so
ask
are you
me
writing down, are you writing down these experiences? Because you're supposed to turn this into a book.
Oh, I'm writing down my dreams, yes. My gosh, there's a ton of information. I can't write down everything, but I'm writing down the most important things, you know.
Well, great.
Yeah, I guess they're, like, watching me or something, because I came across a person one day, and they came to me in the dream that night, and they said, you know, he likes you. Do you like him? I'm serious. This really happened. And I was, like, floored. I was like, oh, my gosh. These little kids are following me everywhere, these little children. And this didn't come
That's
from me
wonderful.
Because I have no clue who this person is. They'll tell me about different people, but they'll come into my dream. So is
well,
that, I mean,
wonderful.
That is happening, right?
Yes. Well, you know, there really is no time when we're actually alone. We think that we have to have someone in the physical with us in order not to be alone. But we're always surrounded by guides and angels and ascended masters and people who've passed over. And, you know, anytime you're in a room, that room is actually pretty crowded. If you could see everybody who's in there with you, you'd be like, oh, wow, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then in my dream one night, I was going into the dream state. I could sense when I was going into that state. And as soon as I was going into that state, I saw the little girl and the boy in my room. And I wasn't quite asleep yet, and I looked at them, and the boy looked, and he goes, shh, she's going to sleep. Yes, because they were in my bathroom, and they were kind of making some noise in there, and I was like, I'm trying to go to sleep. And then the boy looked at me, and he recognized that I wasn't quite in that deep, deep sleep state. And so he told the little girl, be quiet. And I am not imagining this. This is really happening.
Well, there's a lot more going on around us than we see with our physical eyes. So you're just opening up to attract more of the things that are around you, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and those children are so beautiful. I don't know who they are, but maybe they were mine in a past life. Yeah.
You can ask them their names. Ask them who they are.
I've been, but they have not. That's something that they haven't disclosed yet, but I'm not going to say the word. I shouldn't say the word haven't, because I'm sure they are. They're going to do it, but maybe I'm just not ready yet. But it's the same one.
Oh, great.
I'm glad I called in. So I'm going to be looking forward to that person, that individual, when I come across that area code. It must be very important because they kept saying it and saying it and saying it until I woke up. Because they didn't, they didn't want me to forget.
This is a part of your, okay, now they're showing me an image of you not just stepping, but actually leaping across this little divide thing. So this person is part of you leaping to this next stage that you're going to.
Awesome. Is it a male or a female that I'm going to meet, or does it? It doesn't matter, but I'm just curious because I want to. I'm a curious soul.
They're not showing me which it is. They're just showing me a light. It's the light of the person. They're not showing me.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so this person has a lot of light.
Okay, so they're not. Oh, they don't want to tell you which. That way, they don't want you to know whether it's a man or a woman, so that you will be open to having wonderful conversations with everybody you meet without the expectation of, oh my gosh, is this the one? Okay, that's why they're not going to jump.
I understand. That's fine.
I see the two children, and they just keep saying, we are hers, but they don't tell me what we are hers means.
A boy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've seen them in different stages. I've seen them when they were like babies. I see them when they're real little, and then I see them when they're like, oh, I don't know, 9 or 10. That's the most I see them. I don't see them any older than that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's interesting. Wow. You have all these wonderful things to look forward to in your life.
Yes, I'm excited. Yes, when they talk to me, I look forward to it. That's the one thing I look forward to every day is going to bed and having communication with these spirits. And hopefully I'll be able to do that in my waking life soon.
Yeah, I think so.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Well, thank you, Barbara. I very much appreciate you doing the channeling for me. That was wonderful.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you calling in. You have lovely energy. I like sharing people's energy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's I've been on this journey. I've changed my whole life. And when I changed my whole life and I let go of the past and I let go of everything that I did not like and, you know, just let it go, then my whole life changed.
Yeah.
And it was just as simple as that. Just, I made a list of all the things that I didn't like to do, and I decided to not, it included people, it included holidays, it included doing, like, one day I said, you know what, I really don't like putting up a Christmas tree. And my spirit said, well, then don't do it. And I got rid of all the things that I didn't like that were traditional and cultural that I didn't make sense to me. And once I did that, oh, my gosh, then I became rewarded with something else. And my life is
sometimes people don't realize that in order to allow yourself to evolve, and everybody's always looking to get to the next step or whatever, that you actually have to be open to changes in your life, which means letting go of the past, letting go of the things you did out of habit or tradition, letting go of the things that your parents taught you were important if they're not important to you. Just letting go of all of that stuff so that you can have space for all of this new stuff to come into you.
Yes, absolutely. And I had to pretty much let go of my whole family. And I'm sure they'll come back whenever they feel like they need to come back. But I did. I started all over again, brand new, by myself, as a soul. And that's when all this started. I feel that it was a reward for me for doing that work, because it's not easy to let go of people. But I had to.
Yeah. But once you start doing it, it actually gets easier.
Oh, yeah. I feel so free. I'm not held to society's standards anymore. I'm not held to my family's past and their culture that I was so ingrained in, and that I just doesn't make sense to me, you know. I'm just a human being here with a soul, and I feel that I have a soul family, you know, somewhere, or they're coming in.
Well, actually, they've been part of your life, all of your life. Actually, everybody that you've ever had any contact with is actually part of your soul family. Our soul families are huge. So it's everyone, including those people that you are no longer having contact with. They fulfilled their mission, and they don't need to be in your life anymore. And you're just moving forward, and that's wonderful.
Yes, exactly. And I just learned so much about just to have compassion and love for everyone, because when we get to the other side, we're going to see everything that we've done. And I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be ashamed or regret anything. I just want to look at my life review and say, you know, I did the best I could, and I was a good person, and I made people feel good. So that's the story of my life, anyway.
Wonderful. Well, keep on your wonderful path and meet that person and take your leap, and I can see all sorts of wonderful things ahead for you. So that's great.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. And thank you for your show. And you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now my computer is acting funny. Well, I just worked for... Oh, there we go. So, what was I going to say? I have no idea. So anyway, Peg Jones was supposed to be on the show, but like I said, she had something come up, and she's not going to be able to make it. Or if she does make it, it will be sometime later. And so I didn't really have because I don't usually have topics when I'm going to have a guest. And so things are just kind of going to be off the cuff. So if there's anyone in the chat room that has logged in that has a question, then you can feel free to type that question in, and I will answer the question. And anyone in the queue of callers who has a question, feel free to hit the one and raise your hand, because I'm here just for you. There's nothing planned for this show, so I want you to ask your question, whatever it is, no matter how insignificant you think it is, or if those little ego voices are saying, no, 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 you shouldn't ignore them. type that question or hit that one so we can deal with whatever the issue is, and you can actually get on to having a better life. Because isn't that really what it's all about? We all get these opportunities to become aware of who we are and what is going on in our lives, so then we can decide what it is we want to keep and what we want to get rid of. It's like what Patricia was saying. She went through her life and she looked at everything and decided who and what she needed to keep and who and what she was ready to let go of, and it changed her life. And that's what it's meant to be. We aren't meant to stay in some rut, in some, okay, I'm not getting a word from what they're showing me, but we're not meant to just stay in one place. Our evolution involves change. In order to evolve, we have to change. It's a requirement. So if you actually want your life to get better, to improve, to move forward, then you've got to be willing to change. And sometimes those changes seem incredibly difficult, but they're not. That's just your judgment about the whole thing. None of it is actually difficult, unless, of course, you decide that it's difficult, in which case you're absolutely right. It is difficult, but that's up to you. There are people who see all of the beautiful changes that they go through as these wonderful steps into their own evolution, and they feel wonderful about them, and they experience joy as a result of them. And then there are people who see everything as so traumatic and dramatic, and I've got to go through this and give up that, and it's going to be awful. And that's what they experience in their lives. We really do create everything we experience. And there is absolutely no one who is responsible for what kind of crap you've created in your life except for you. So why would you not want to give that up? Why would you not want to allow yourself to evolve, to let go of the crap, to let go of the whole need to have crap, to allow yourself to become more? So I was reading this book that you can read online, that Marilyn Jeanette, and she actually has it on a website where she's posted the different parts of this book over time. And you can go and you can read this book, and it's the book of her life and the things that she's done and why she did the things that she did. And it talks about the synchronicities and the coming into the prosperity consciousness where you are just allowing things to flow in your life. And she was talking about this one revelation that came to her, where she was reminded that she was going through life as a survivor. And you know, if you're going through life as a survivor, that means that you barely have enough to get by in each moment, because you can't have more than that, because you can only survive. And we actually do put ourselves in this mindset that says we are survivors, which means that we cannot be anything more, because the dominant thought in our minds is, I have to survive. Well, if you change that thought, if you change that belief and make it something that's actually uplifting, something filled with energy, something that allows you to have an unlimited abundance, unlimited joy, unlimited love. If you change that to, I am a winner, doesn't that just feel so much better than I'm a survivor? So why not be a winner? Why not allow yourself to be a winner? So one of the tools that I use is called Infinity Healing, and it's this wonderful way of changing your beliefs and implanting these new beliefs so that the old stuff is cleared out and the new stuff is brought in, and it happens easily. And they want me to do that now over being a survivor and changing it to being a winner. So infinity healing works if you say yes. I'll ask the question, you say yes, and it starts to work on you. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are a survivor and accepting the truth that you are a winner, that you are a winner in life, that you are a winner when it comes to career, you are a winner when it comes to money, you are a winner when it comes to love, you are a winner in every area and aspect of your life, and it is filled with that beautiful winning energy because that is who you are. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And now just feel how that feels. Let that winning energy just go into every cell of your being. And if you find yourself smiling, just let that smile get bigger and bigger and bigger because you are a winner. And that's what you're meant to be. That's what God has always wanted you to know. That it is okay for you to be an outstanding, amazing, phenomenal success in every area of your life. And if any part of you is kicking and screaming over this, then that's just telling you there's something else that you need to release. And if you need some help releasing, I'm here for you. And I have time right now if you want to do some releasing. So just give me a call at 646-716-5045 and press 1 so that I'll know you're ready. You're ready to start clearing out those beliefs and moving forward on your path in life and being the winner that you were born to be. And the beautiful thing about infinity healing is that it automatically continues until the transformation is complete. And so if you'd like for it to automatically continue, you just say yes. And take a breath. You see, change doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be time-consuming. It doesn't have to take you years and months and weeks and all of that. You can begin to change right now in this moment. And each of these changes build on the next and the next. In fact, you're building momentum like a snowball rolling down a hill. Now, by the time it gets to the bottom, it's huge. And that's because we accumulate and we change. Hi, Helena.
Hey, hi. You're so persuasive. With the kindness of offering your help and your assistance. Gosh, there's stuff I don't want to articulate, and there's other stuff that I just got finished working on, some stuff that is an absolute joy to work on, and it's what I want to be doing. And then the frustrating part comes is like that I'm not making any money out of it. And I don't do it for money, but I do it for the joy, but I want those two things to come together, you know, to support myself doing the things that I really love, that I think I'm decent at. You know, maybe I'm not, but I don't know. And it's bringing up a lot of frustration. And you know, I'm trying to give it back to Mother Earth. I'm hanging out on a rock in Central Park.
Okay, so are you ready to do some work? Okay, there's going to be several of these, so just, you know, flow with me.
All right.
Would you like an infinity healing to open you up and accept that this world needs you and wants you and wants you to receive money for what you do? If so, say yes.
Ooh, that's a big one, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for opening up to the truth that others seek you out because they want what you have to offer and they are willing to pay you for it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for making it okay, allowing yourself to have faith and trust in God, the universe, the creator, source, love, and that they will always, always, always be bringing you what is for your highest good, and it is all right for you to see those opportunities, to accept those opportunities, to live those opportunities in every moment? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting the truth that people are more than willing to pay you for your skills, that it is okay for you to make money? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up to the truth that it is okay with God for you to have money, to have wealth, to be rich and abundant in every area of your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for being open to having people in your life who will lift you up and support your dreams and goals? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for being open to the space where money can flow to you easily and quickly in expected and unexpected ways starting right now? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for putting you in the energy of receiving the flow of money and taking inspired actions with all the opportunities that are presented to you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting all of these infinity healings on autopilot so that the energy of each one will continue to flow through you at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. And if you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a deep, deep breath. And just let it all go. Okay, how does that feel?
I don't feel as sad. I don't feel, I'm not feeling sad. I'm not having much of emotions running through me.
Well, that's good. Just let them run on out.
Huh?
I said just let them run on out.
Okay.
okay, there's something that's trying to leave it. You're trying to hold on to it. What is it?
It might be an issue or a situation where things aren't the way I think they should be. As opposed to being in the moment with it.
Okay. Well, let's do a little more work. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that things are supposed to be the way that you expect, and to actually open up to things being far, far better than you could have ever imagined, and letting go of the whole idea that your brain is supposed to know the answers for everything?
That's big, and that's really well put.
Huh. And breathe. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing everything within you that says your identity, or any part of your identity, or any of your identities are supposed to be based in lack, scarcity, struggle, insufficiency, unworthiness, undeservedness, any of that sort of negative emotion whatsoever? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Breathe in all the way down to your toes and blow it away. Ooh, okay. Energy up my spine. Okay, how do you feel now?
Not numb, but very neutral.
Okay.
Not on the verge of tears. I just feel neutral, which is good.
All right, then they want a little bit more. Okay, would you like an infinity healing to open you up to living a vibrant and exciting life filled with love and laughter and opportunities and money and joy and bliss and the pure glory of living? If so, say yes.
Oh, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now placing all of these infinity healings on autopilot so that each of these energies can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes. Oh,
take
yes.
Take a deep breath. Whew. Okay, now how do you feel?
I feel better. I feel like better than neutral. Yeah, I feel like normal.
There's no such thing as normal.
yeah, for whatever that is. Excuse me. Well, normal without being on the verge of tears or constant worry and blah, blah. Constant trying to decide between two things, you know.
Okay, your guidance has a message for you, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Beloved, we know that this journey has not been easy for you, that in this lifetime it seems like you have gone to hell and back so many times that you're wondering if you should maybe get a permanent residence there. And we are here to tell you don't. Because
yeah, at least
changes.
Do citizenship. Okay.
No, you don't need dual citizenship either, because you are moving out of hell. You really are. Everything is getting better. It really is. Trust us on this. We know that sometimes when we tell you these things, you don't see it and you wonder, well, why are they telling me this when it's not true? We are telling you this because it is true. Just because you are not seeing it in the physical world in this moment does not in any way, shape, or form mean that it is not true. You are moving forward. Your life is getting better. Things are opening up for you because you are taking the actions. You are making the choices. You are coming into your own life, and it is beautiful, and it is wonderful. And we encourage you strongly, strongly, strongly to keep moving forward. And don't spend any time sitting and wondering, oh my gosh, will this ever change? Because when you are saying things that you do not want, you are keeping what you want away from you.
Yeah.
So say what you want and only what you want and say it as it is already happened. I am a winner. I have money. People want to hire me. I have more people offering me jobs than I know what to do with. I had 6 people offer me roles just yesterday, and I'm just trying to figure out which one is the best one for me. I have so many opportunities. These are the kind of conversations we want you to have with yourself. And if you find yourself going back into any of those old conversations, then immediately stop and change it. Because you are a winner. You are filled with opportunities. You are having people want you for the things that you are able to do. People are seeing your skills, they are seeing your talents, they are seeing your capabilities as you are seeing them, as you are accepting them, as you are opening up to you. So enjoy it. It's all just part of the process. And we are here with you. And you are safe and you are protected and you are so very, very, very loved. Because you are such a joy to us and a joy to all that know you. So allow that joy to come forth and be who you are in this and every moment. Be well. This is so much fun.
Wow, that's so gorgeous.
And boy, are they really happy about you.
Oh yeah, I do keep it intermittently. I keep putting in my head, I have more work than I can handle, more well paying work, you know, that I want that than I can even handle.
Just keep making those positive statements and let that become the dominant thought in your mind. That's really one of the things that creates, you know, where you're moving forward and you know you're moving forward, but you're also thinking, well, maybe I'm not moving forward. It's because the dominant thought in your head hasn't shifted completely yet. Okay, so we're supposed to do an infinity healing about this. So,
I'm hogging your whole show here.
Hey, that's no problem. Would you like an infinity healing for allowing your dominant thoughts to become what is for your highest good, to become those positive thoughts, that knowing that you are a winner, that knowing that you have money, you are wealthy, you are rich, you are prosperous, you are sharing your gifts with the world, and the world is saying, yes, 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 give us more, more, more. And knowing that you are worth it, you are deserving, you are loved, and that God is there for you. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot, so this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete and your new dominant thought is, I am a winner. Yay! If you'd like
Yay.
To say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. That feels so much better.
Yeah, it does. It does. Gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was wonderful. Okay.
Great.
So, someone is in the queue with the area code 978, which I believe is Peg's area code. So, Peg, if that is you, please press 1 so I can click on you. And they're not pressing 1, so it must not be Peg.
No, maybe not. It's all gone.
Yes, I was hoping you'd get an angel reading from her.
Oh, wait,
the hand went up. That might be Peg.
Oh. Hello.
Okay, Peg, is this you?
Hello. Yeah, it's me. Let me turn this down. I want to try to get it. There. Okay. I think I'm on the phone on the car thing now. I couldn't get to 1 because I was going into my parking space.
Okay.
Yeah, just. I got back from my appointment, so I just thought I'd listen in and say hello and say again, I'm sorry I couldn't make it today, but I'm here now.
Well, great. Then you can give Helena her angel reading.
Okay, sure.
Well, thank
Hi, Helena.
Hi, Peg.
let me see. I have some angel app cards. See, I think I'll do the angel gods and goddesses. Okay, that's from the angel gods. There. Okay, that's off. Okay. So I'm just going to bring it back and forth, and you just tell me stop.
Oh, okay. You want me to tell you stop when I feel
it? Yeah, then I'll stop bringing them around.
Okay. Stop.
Oh, the last one. Okay. So it's the goddess of awakening. this is a wondrous time. I'm going to kind of read it for you a little bit, and then I'll give what I also get to. This is a wondrous time of exploration, romance, and creativity. Okay. The goddess of love is activating your sensuous nature. Romance is in the air, so surround yourself with flowers and crystals. And it's also a time of fun and creativity in exploration of that possible new romance or an existing relationship is in a period of renewed magic, excitement, and enchantment. Either way, this is a period of renewed romance that will eventually lead you to a new creative venture with your partner. So enjoy. So what I feel like is, you know, things could be, you know, they could seem rather difficult at the time. but it's also a period where you can think about exactly what it is that you want to do. Whether I know that you were talking about job possibilities and stuff,
mm-hmm.
so this is a time to really figure out exactly what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and as Barbara has said, to keep that positive frame of mind and to just keep working at it and knowing that, you know, the perfect job for you will come.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good angel to help you with that is Archangel Michael for safety
okay.
and protection. And trying to think of, let me see, and just, you know, just know that that it's all going to turn out well in the long run, you know. Just speak to your angels whenever you are having, you know, a really difficult time. But I feel that the universe is really helping you, and you know, to just take each day at a time. So I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. And see, now your whole day has changed, and now you can go and have fun.
Yeah, it really has.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being brave enough to raise your hand. I thought I was going to have to keep nudging you forever.
Oh, you were so good. It's like, I don't want to press one. But it's like, oh, press it. You need it, I'll press it. And it was the perfect help. It really was.
That's great.
Really
good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for calling in.
Thank you.
And
I'll just
go
sit
and
back and listen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Well, Peg.
Yes.
We don't have any other callers, and actually, I had only set the show to last for an hour, so. People on the computer can't even hear us anymore.
Okay.
So is there anything you wanted to say for the archive?
For the archive, let me see. Not particularly. Do you mean for myself, for others, or?
Whatever feels right.
Not really anything. Just go with the flow, I guess. And, you know, it all turns out well if you want that to happen. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I'm actually getting a message for you.
Oh, thank you.
So, here it goes. Beloved one, you already know that you're in a state of change. Everything in your life seems to be changing. Things seem to be falling apart in some aspects while they're getting better in other aspects. And this is all just a part of your own personal evolution. Don't be frightened by this and don't fight it, for goodness sakes. Just allow yourself to receive the messages, the lessons that this has within it for you to learn. The more you open up and allow that, the faster this will happen, and the more you will enjoy being on the other side. But don't worry. No matter what anybody tells you, don't worry. Allow yourself to be in the energy of knowing that you're fine, that this is fine. And that everything is fine, and that you are just going through a period of intense evolution. And doesn't that sound so much more enjoyable than chaos and drama and trauma and all of the other words that people might use? This is one of your moments of intense evolution. Be with it. Just allow it to flow through you. You know how to do this. You've done it before many times, and you've helped other people to do it before. So we know that you can handle this. And don't forget, we're on your side. We're right here with you. We are talking to you in every moment, showing you
on the phone.
To see. Just allow yourself and take lots and lots of nice, deep breaths. So that you can let go of any anxiety that is coming up around any of this. It is all okay. You are okay. Be well, because you already are. We love you.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was great. That was good. I need to hear that. Yeah, lots
well,
of lots. Lots is going on, that's for sure. But
yeah.
All is well. So, thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm glad that you got to spend at least a few minutes on the call. So.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully next month I will try to be there too. We can discuss it. But thank you very much. And hope to see you soon.
Okay. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and thanks to everybody who listened, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Exactly. Bye-bye.